Title: Slice an Amen Style Pad with Jungle Swing and Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the most important drum and bass skills you can learn. Taking an Amen Style break, slicing it into playable hits, and then rebuilding it with that proper jungle swing. The kind of bounce that feels alive, not stiff. We're staying completely stock in Ableton Live 12. Warp, sliced a new MIDI track, drum rack, groove pool, and a simple processing chain to make it hit. By the end, you'll have a drum rack full of slices, a MIDI clip you can edit like a drum pattern, reedle swing using grooves, and a pad-like, textured break sound that still punches. Step 0. Set up your session. Set your tempo to something drum and bass friendly. Anywhere from 170 to 174 is perfect. Let's pick 172 BPM. Now create an audio track and drag in a breakbeat loop. An Amen break is the classic, but honestly, any break will work. 1-4 bars is ideal. Quick coaching tip. Start with a clean break first. People think jungle means dirty from the start, but it's way easier to control grit after you have a clean foundation. Step 1. Warp the break properly. This matters more than anything. Double-click the audio clip so you're looking at clip view. Turn warp on. For breaks, set warp mode to beats. Then set preserve to transients. And for transient loop mode, keep it off for cleaner slicing. The goal here is simple. Make this loop land perfectly on the grid. Perfectly. If the timing drifts, right-click on a point that you know is the real downbeat, and choose warp from here straight. Then turn loop on, and adjust the start and end so it loops exactly 1 bar, 2 bars, or 4 bars. No weird extra tail. No tiny gap. If it doesn't loop cleanly now, it will not magically fix itself after slicing. Your grid is your truth. Step 2. Slice to drum rack. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing dialog, pick the built-in option to slice to drum rack. For slice by, start with transients. That's usually best for breakbeats because it finds the actual hits. If it slices weirdly, like too many tiny pieces or it misses stuff, you can fall back to slicing by 1/16 notes. But try transients first. If you see an option for one-shot slices, enable it. Then hit OK. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices, and it'll generate a MIDI clip that recreates that original loop. This is huge. You now have the break as a playable kit. Step 3. Clean up the slices so they punch instead of clicking. Open the drum rack and start clicking a few pads. You'll see each pad has a sampler in it, playing a slice. For the key slices, especially kick and snare, open the sampler and go to the controls tab. Turn on one shot. Then add a tiny fade in, like 1-3 milliseconds. That tiny fade removes clicks without dulling the hit. If you hear clicking at the end of slices, add a little fade out too, maybe 5-20 milliseconds. Quick teacher note. Don't try to fix everything with reverb if you're hearing clicks. Clicks are almost always fade-related. Fix it at the source. Optional, but very useful. For hats, you can set voices to 1 so they don't overlap and get flabby. Another classic control trick is choke groups, which we'll touch in a minute. Step 4. Find your money slices and map your brain. This part feels boring, but it's where you get fast. You want to identify 5-8 slices you'll reuse constantly. Your main kick, your main snare, maybe a ghost snare, a closed hat, an open hat, maybe a ride or shaker. Click pads until you find that main snare crack. It's usually the loudest transient and it'll feel like, oh yeah, that's the 2 and 4. Once you find them, rename the pads. Call them kick 1, snare main, ghost hat, whatever makes sense. If you like being organized, color those pads or keep them grouped together. The point is, stop hunting for sounds mid-flow. Jungle programming is fast. The more you know your break map, the more creative you get. Step 5. Build a new jungle pattern in MIDI. Now duplicate the generated MIDI clip so you don't destroy the original. Command or Control D is your friend. Open the duplicate MIDI clip and start simple. 1 bar is enough to start. Here's your anchor pattern. Kick on 1.1. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. That's your classic backbeat. Now add a little movement. A couple small kicks or ghost notes around the 1.3 area, like 1.3.3 or 1.3.4, depending on where your slices feel good. Then sprinkle hats on 1/8 or 1/16, but don't fill everything yet. Important mindset. Jungle swing is not just a shuffled grid. It's micro-timing plus ghost notes plus velocity. If you only add swing and everything is the same volume, it'll still feel stiff. So as you add ghost snares, make them quiet. Like, clearly quiet. Often velocity values around 10 to 30 work great for ghosts. Your main snare stays strong. Your ghosts are more like a shadow. If your slices are wildly uneven in loudness, normalize them per pad using Simpler's volume so your MIDI velocities actually mean something. Otherwise, you'll be fighting the sample instead of playing it. Step 6. A jungle swing with groove pool. Now we make it bounce. Open the groove pool. In Live, it's the little wavy icon on the left panel. In the groove browser, look for swing 16 grooves. Those are a great starting point for break programming. If you see MPC-style grooves, try those too, because they often feel really natural on breaks. Drag a groove onto your MIDI clip or onto the track. Now in the groove pool settings, here are beginner-friendly starting values. Timing around 30 to 60%. Start around 45. Random around 2 to 8%. Try 5. Velocity around 5 to 20%. Try 10. Bass is usually 1/16 for this. Listen. If it starts to sound drunk, back off timing and random. Jungle is bouncy, not messy. The best grooves feel intentional. The anchor is still hit, and the small stuff dances around them. Here's a pro workflow that still works for beginners. Do micro timing in two passes. First, apply a groove lightly so the whole clip breathes. Second, manually nudge only a couple notes, usually ghost snares and small kicks. Keep your main kick on the one and your main snares closer to the grid so the groove feels stable, and don't feel forced to commit the groove. You can, but I recommend keeping it uncommitted until your arrangement is closer. Flexibility is power. Step 7. Make it feel like an Amen-style pad. When people say pad-like break in jungle, they often mean it feels continuous and textured, not like isolated one-shot hits. We want glue and space, but we cannot lose punch. Let's do a simple stock chain after the drum rack. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove sub-rumble that just steals headroom. If it sounds boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If you need more snap, a tiny boost around 3 to 6 kHz can help, but keep it subtle. Next, drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15, depending on taste. Boom. Be careful. In drum and bass, your sub and bass need space. Keep boom low, like 0 to 20, and only if it helps. Crunch around 5 to 20 for bite. Then adjust damp so it doesn't get fizzy, and use trim so you're not clipping. Now add a short reverb. Very short. Pick a small room or ambience. Decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Dry slash wet around 5 to 12%. That's enough to create space and smear the edges a little, without washing out the drums. Too much reverb is the fastest way to make drum and bass feel weak. Optional. Glue compressor after that. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not a flattening machine. If you want old school grit, add saturator. Turn on soft clip, drive 2 to 6 dB. And if you want that retro crunch, use redux very subtly. A tiny bit of downsampling or bit reduction goes a long way. If you destroy the transients, your break will stop punching. Extra sound design coach tip. Use Simpler's filter on individual slices, especially hats and noisy bits. Roll off lows on those slices so the whole break doesn't get low-end clutter. This makes your kit behave like a drum kit, not like a chopped full-range loop. Also, show groups. In the drum rack, put your open hat and closed hat into the same choke group so they cut each other off. That one move makes your hats feel real and keeps the pad texture from turning into a washy mess. Step 8. Arrange it like real jungle or DNB. Here is a simple 32-bar plan you can actually finish today. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Filter the break so it's darker, minimal edits. Bars 9 to 16. Build. Add ghost notes, add a bit more swing, small fills every 4 bars. Bars 17 to 24. Drop. Full break pattern, stronger processing, maybe layer a clean snare under your sliced snare for extra impact. Bars 25 to 32. Variation. Pull the kick out for 1 bar, or do a classic turnaround fill. Classic jungle move. Every 8 bars, do one recognizable edit. A snare stutter, a reversed hat slice, or even a tiny silent gap for a 1/8 note right before a big snare. Negative space makes the next hit sound louder, without any extra processing. If you want controlled chaos, this is where Live 12 MIDI features are fun. Select a few ghost notes and set chants to around 50 to 80%. Your backbone stays steady, but the loop mutates subtly over time, which is super jungle. Common mistakes and quick fixes as you go. If the break doesn't loop cleanly after slicing, you didn't warp tightly enough before slicing. Go back. Fix the original clip first. If you hear clicks, add those tiny fades in Simpler. If swing feels unstable, reduce timing and random, and keep your main kick and snare more anchored. If low end gets muddy, high pass the break and don't overdo drum bus boom. If your drums feel weak, pull back the reverb. Short room, low wet. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Slice a break by transients. Make 3 1 bar patterns, 1 clean roller, 1 ghost heavy version, and 1 edit bar for the end of an 8 or 16. Add 1 groove with timing 45, random 5, velocity 10. Then export a quick 16 bar loop, and name it something like Amen Swing 172 Roller V1. And here's the Riedel test. If it makes your head nod without a bass line, you're winning. Quick recap so you remember the flow. Warp first, so the loop is perfectly on the grid. Slice to drum rock and clean up slices with tiny fades. Map your key slices so you can write fast. Program a new pattern with kick and snare anchors, then ghosts and hats. Use groove pool for timing, plus a touch of random and velocity. Glue it with EQ, drum bus, and a very short room. Then arrange with 8-bar variation and 1 clear edit so it feels like Riedel Jungle, not a 2-second loop. If you tell me which groove you picked, like swing 16-something, and whether you're aiming for classic 90s jungle or modern tight rollers, I can suggest exact timing, random, and velocity ranges, and which notes to nudge manually for that specific vibe.